here and leaving, waking up. Now, if that is, maybe even it looks like the day after or the second day, what is really occurring is the complete undoing. It's the acceptance of that oneness. It's the action of forgiveness. All right, whom do I need to forgive? Who is the enemy? Says the one in the video. He's me. My enemy is me. I'm forgiving only myself. That's what really occurred in the grave, right? On the second day, coming from the cross, coming from the devastation. The acceptance of that one man being shown plainly by the Christ mind, what is the truth? See, if this is really over, right? It needs a clarity and certainty that all perception is a complete illusion. That's my saving recognition. And then we, you know, who knows, you know, the napkin for the head, it was folded down, right? That was found on the first day of the week, you know? Maybe Jesus left right away. There's the door, right? There's a door. Yeah. He moved right through this door into the light, you know? Well, they saw him then on the road in the village of Emmaus. But who knows? Yeah. We are traveling in time. It's all an idea. Yeah. It's all an illusionary idea. Some say, well, he was then traveling to India, right, married and died happily after in the Himalayas. That was like the movie The Last Temptation of Christ. No, he resurrected as me. I am the demonstration of that as yourself. That took me 40,000 years to declare that, okay? But it's the truth, isn't it? You resurrected with him. We resurrected as one mind, as him. So, what now? You know? What now? I mean that. You know? I mean, I came across, I took then the out of time, you know, and somehow I took it like this, and here, the whole thing fell down. What I had in my hand was an intensive encounter with reality. It's called Endeavor Academy, right? You might feel a need of a spatial reference, a need of a spatial offering. It's an offer. It says Endeavor Academy, an intensive encounter with reality. That's an offering. That's what now, okay? That's here now. That would be the spatial reference of International Forgiveness Week and Weekend of Perfect Peace. Have we proceeded to the Weekend of Perfect Peace? I hope so. It's part of the invitation. Listen to that. Dedicated to the imperative of the naturally revolutionary progressive return of man to his inherent universal mind. Woohoo! Yes, bring it on. Give me more of this. I never read the back page until this thing fell down, okay? But it's awesome. The dawning realization that you are giving up nothing but your own self-conceived dedication to sickness, pain, loneliness, and death is exactly the purpose of the Academy. Or it's exactly the purpose of our coming together, remembering here and now. It will provide a continuing scene of all pervasive open-mindedness. Remember that not filling the void between your human perceptual thoughts that is living in the holy transformative now as a, on the quotes, as a proximity to eternally creating mind is both an art and science. Here then is a forum for an ongoing extension and expansion of your creative self-identity, of your true self-identity as God created you. That is the only true meaning of the evolutionary process of earthly existence. Let's say all together, Amen. You will experience the incomparable joy and happiness of a whole new reason for living. You will discover the eternal answer to your totally meaningless, transient, fearful, non-creative, self-assertive question, what am I? Now, tell me, I am dead. Dead thou art, right? Comes as a Sanskrit word, right? Comes from tat tvam asi, dead thou art. What is that dead? Well, we actually have it here in the out of times too. What is the dead to which the Tao, the I, can discover itself? I can discover myself to be. It is a spiritual absolute. Right? It is the truth. In that experience, I mean, scientifically, the word is used perennial philosophy, right? Perennial. I'm going to give you a sentence then right away. The perennial philosophy experience, that would be you are dead, right? The one singular truth, right? Versus you are dreaming, right? And continuing dreaming. Is best expressed by the Sanskrit phrase that thou art, meaning the immanent eternal self is realized as one with the absolute principle of all existence. And that the ultimate destiny of every human being is to discover this fact for himself, to find out who he really is. See, philosophy, the word comes actually from the Greek, right? It's love of wisdom is the meaning of that. And all philosophy, the idea is actually to discover and research the beingness, not being, the essence of things, the essence of ideas. So we are sharing. Yesterday you heard from Walter that sharing is still singular, right? It's not a group sharing something with somebody. We are sharing, oneself shares with itself. We are sharing with the whole universe with one single idea. We are sharing the universality and consistency of the process of direct knowledge gained through the illuminating experience of a momentary union with the mind of God. All human beings are fundamentally aware of the necessity of their own evolutionary return to the singular eternal reality of universal mind. The perennial philosophy attests to the dramatic experience of this compelling necessity. So sharing a single universal truth, that's what you're here for. Maybe we can play that from the chorus. I love you. Thank you. love the velvet in rabbit. The boy quickens him, gives him life. But for a long time within the dream, the end of the dream, the rabbit is only real to the boy. At the end, it needs a magic fairy. It takes a miracle. And the fairy actually helps him so that he becomes real to everyone, to the whole universe, to himself. Sentences out of the Dear Ones Illumination book, that's okay with you. And it's from the section A Master's Academy. Your mind. What's wrong with that? What else would you intend to do? You're aware of evolution. What are you going to evolve to? Death? How can you evolve to death? You already are dead. True. You're already in limitation. Seek and you shall find. Seek, you had to, and find, you did. Why? Seeking and finding are the same thing. Now I can see that time-space, space-time, is a fabric of time, fabric of thought, and that mind is all there is in a continual reassociation of itself. Your only question then to yourself is, what am I doing here and why I'm doing it? Ask me that. What am I doing here and why I'm doing it? There is no answer to that. If you ask the question in the transition of your own mind, you will have the experience of your own whole self that was the manifestation of the necessity for the transformation. Coming in through this door, right? I came in the morning through this door. What happens? What happens in that space that is dedicated to an intensive encounter to reality. Are you calm? Observation of the body is time, the binding of yourself in your own mind. And a lot of you are experiencing fear with that. Good. What the hell's wrong with being totally fearful? I am totally fearful. Do you think I'm not fearful of this place? My salvation is that it is not real. It is in my mind and it is not real. Did you look around you? That's the fun part about it. Your acceleration, your revelation must occur at the fear point. Your acceleration, your revelation must occur at the fear point. I don't care whether you are giving it a specific reference or not. That doesn't concern me. It's always perception to light. It's always perception to light. It's always perception to non-perception. Thank you. There isn't any such place as here. You're only entering into the transition in order to come here for a moment and get the hell out of here. Concepts. Concepts are learned. That's a quote from the Course. Guys, I'm talking to you. I want to see if this would work. I'm talking to you in your individual minds. Everybody has an identity in the concept about himself. They are always learned by you, aren't they? They are not natural. Whole mind or universal mind is only a creative purpose of self-identity. Apart from learning, they do not exist. They are not real. Concepts are not real. They are not given, so they must be made. Not anything that you have brought in here is true. Not one of them is true. How much are you rejecting that true statement in your own mind? I have no idea. None of your concepts are true. Now let go of this concept. Everything is a concept. The universe is an idea. You are an idea. An idea in God's mind. You walk in the front door of this and never come out. Does this threaten you, or is that a very joyful message? Okay, I'll try it once more. You walk in the front door of this and never come out. Yes! Thank you. Do you hear that? It is called the borderland. You walk in and you're just gone. Does anyone miss you? Nope. You might miss yourself for a minute, but walk through the door. But walk through the door. That's the difference between crucifixion and resurrection. If you feel the loneliness of not being whole with God, come here and be whole with God. And you will be fine. The other problem you will have with this is apparent perceptual aggregate identity. That will always be considered a cult, so let it form in a very broad fashion. You know, it's why is that so? Now, with its apparent perceptual aggregate identity. You have to understand that the perception, the world's perception, is based on differences, right? And what is based of seeing differences? Judgment. Right? It will always be judged in the human mind. Right? So let it form in a very broad fashion. The tendency to enlightenment will cause a circle of atonement or brightness in the mandala of the consciousness memory. That happens as this happens. This is a demonstration of the capacity of chaos to come to light in the broad association. That's exactly what this is.
Wow.
I had to write out a sentence from a video, with the video we were watching on Tuesday at Mitch's session, which sums it up for me perfectly well. The entire teaching is that there is one self. You are both the cause of the problem, of separation, and the solution. And the instantaneousness of the conversion that you can experience is going to heal you. You are both the cause of the problem of separation and the solution, and the instantaneousness of the conversion that you can experience is going to heal you. See, I'm attacked by my own thoughts. It needs the release. It needs the release. So release the world and you are released. Forgive yourself and experience that you are forgiven, that the world has forgiven you. And how that looks like in the form of our coming together, it could look like anything. It looks like this, right? It looked like, oh, my head is a disaster. Or it looks like as when Jesus is walking around in heaven, right? And Peter is at the door, and I'm telling a joke now, right? Then I'm gonna turn it over to you. Okay, I have to tell the joke slowly. And Peter stops Jesus and asks him, well, I have to go on an errand, it's called, right, if you go to the bathroom. Could you please replace me? People are coming in here and I have to check them if they can enter heaven or not. So Jesus says, what should I do? I have no idea. So Peter says, well, ask him what he did in the world, right? Ask him about his family situation and, you know, a little bit around who he is. Né? So, okay, Jesus, yeah, no worries. Just Peter takes off. First guy coming in, old man, long beard, sits down in front of the investigation table. It sounds like CIA to me. Okay, there's no conspiracy going on. So, Jesus, okay, what have you done as a human being in the world? The old man says, I was a carpenter. I said, oh, wow, incredible. Did you have family? Old man says, yes, I had a son. Oh, wow, very interesting. Jesus remembers he has to inquire a little more about the situation. Well, what happened to your son? The old man says, he went his way and he ended up having holes in the hand and holes in the feet. Jesus, completely baffled, leans over. Father? The old man, Pinocchio? See, you have to see what happens when you enter the door, through the door. You have to enter through the door, okay? And then don't worry how the self-recognition works out. It works anyway. It looks like this, okay? Don't worry about it. There's one self. Did you hear that? So for the transition to Winnie, because Winnie is in my mind for the last days, the representation of the Dutch rap, right? And I hope I can make her do the rap in lyrics and in whatever form, right? But first, as a transition, I think we have to dance both. There's a Latin answer to the Dutch rap, right? And maybe some of you might know it, some might not know it, but feel free also to get up and rap with us the Latin version. Do we have it? Yeah? Okay. Let's see what happens. I love you guys, and now let's rap a moment. Thank you.
Holy mackerel. Oh, that's quite a big jump, isn't it? Ha. Ha. Oh, can you tell it's a whole new continuum? Ha. Oh my God. Ha. And I can only let it be new when I don't bring in anything that happened a moment ago. So when Devon asked if I can do the Dutch rap, I don't know if I can still do it. You know, it's like, because that one's gone. Ha. Wow, it's so obvious that just walking into this room is enough, and that whoever's talking is just sort of distracting you so that the light can do the work, so I can just do anything. Because finally, it's really just, you know, love is letting go of fear. And it doesn't matter how much fear you've overcome yesterday, you will bump into your fear threshold now, and now you're asked to let that go as well. So that's what's occurring right now. I always bump up against where I am still limiting myself, or where I'm still holding on to any idea that prevents me from the experience of the totality of my mind. Ha. Ha. And in that sense, there's always this uneasiness that goes with it. Because as a human, I want to just be comfortable. And as a human, I want to I want to possess, I want to have, and I want to get. And the transition is to be and to give. And I can't give totally when I'm in observation. It's like I have a confession. I hate observation. And I hate to be observed, because it makes me feel like a tiny little thing, and that's not what I am, and that's not what you are. Ha. Like so many places in the Bible, Jesus says, don't look at your brother as a body. You're not a body, you're not a body, you're not a body, you're not a body. You know, you're a thought in the mind of God. Never, ever, 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 ever see your brother as a body, because you're how do you say that? You, it's gone. It's almost there. You enslave him into an idea that he's not. Thank you. Because finally, all you want to do is love anyway. Thank you. Ha. Ha. Well, Devon read everything I had in mind, only in different parts of the book. But it's the same message. The video for today is so incredible. The title is Remembering the Here and Now. And the subtitle is We're Meeting Again Where It, no, we're meeting where we, where it all began and ended. I love the parts in the Course where everything disappears. Those are my favorite parts. Ha. Can you play Be Thou My Vision? Yes. God is in the pause. And my only dread can be the present joining. light has come, you are healed and you can heal. The light has come. You are saved and you can save. You are at peace and you bring peace with you wherever you go. Darkness and turmoil and death has disappeared. The light has come. Today, we celebrate the happy ending to your long dream of disaster. There are no dark dreams now. The light has come. Today, the time of light begins for you and everyone. It is a new era in which a new world is born. The old one has left no trace upon it in its passing. Today we see a different world because the light has come. Dwell not upon the past today. Keep a completely open mind, washed of all past ideas and clean of every concept you have made. You have forgiven the world today. You can look upon it now as if you never saw it before. You do not know yet what it looks like. You merely wait to have it shown to you. And while you wait, repeat several times slowly and in complete patience. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. Realize that your forgiveness entitles you to vision. And understand that the Holy Spirit never fails to give the gift of sight to the forgiving. Believe He will not fail you now. You have forgiven the world. He will be with you as you watch and wait. He will show you what true vision sees. It is His will, and you have joined with Him. Wait patiently for Him. He will be there. The light has come. You have forgiven the world. Tell Him you know you cannot fail because you trust in Him. And tell yourself you wait in certainty to look upon the world He promised you. From this time forth, you will see differently. Today, the light has come, and you will see the world that has been promised you since time began, and in which is the end of time ensured. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. We dedicate this day to the serenity in which God would have you be. Keep it in your awareness of yourself and see it everywhere today as we celebrate the beginning of your vision and the sight of the real world, which has come to replace the unforgiven world you thought was real. Wow, that was a surprise. That was not one of the lessons I was thinking of reading. I love it. You know, it's like it's so obvious to me that you can't prepare anymore. You really can't prepare. You're never ready and you're always ready. You know, you really totally rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you, to tell you exactly what to do and then do it for you. It's so incredible. You know, you're really in a state of grace where there really is no worry. And it's so clear in my own mind that the moment I identify with this body, I'm immediately fearful. I'm immediately worried. That's just how it is. You cannot not, because it's a fearful thing, because you're separate. And then the whole world is out there. But the moment you identify with the light of your mind, you're immediately lifted out of all those concerns because you're with God. You identify with your source. And of course there's no worries because there's no world. There's just the love and light and peace and joy of God that you are. And it's so instantaneous. It's like it doesn't take time. And I can go in and out of it. But why would I? You know, why would I want to not be with God all the time? I mean, that would be nonsense. Can you play a song, Madonna? Surprise me. I'm just so grateful because I finally realized that everything I'm asked to do is a gift for me. Because I asked for my undoing, because I asked to go home. And from that moment on, everything that happens is only for that purpose. And I really only have to show up. And it's going to be done for me because it's already done. And the moment I even if I retreat for a moment into fear, it doesn't really matter because you really have no choice anymore. And don't forget that you didn't choose Jesus, but Jesus chose you. And he has total faith in you and total trust. And he chose you because he knows that you will fulfill your function. And this. My favorite voice. think I just want to read a few lines from the video, because it's like it's so broad. He covers everything. He starts out with the forgotten song, and then goes into purpose, and that really you're the one. And then it goes to the causality, that you are really the cause, and that you're responsible for sight. It goes into there's no world, you're not a body, there's no death, no time. Ha! And there's just a few lines that just jumped out at me. Oh, this is beautiful. Okay. So I'm a figure in your dream, offering you the entirety of the solution within a cycle of time where you have come at last to a point within your own mind. And if you look at this world with me, you'll be able to see the terror and the fear, the monstrous ideas of the containment of this little place that has been going on deep within you now. And you've decided that enough is enough. And you have come to this spot in time before, but this time, I'm here. This time, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, that promised to stand at this point in time, so that when you got here, instead of wandering off again out into time, you decided to be with me at this time and place, so that this alternative would be available to you. Ha. So this time, Jesus is with you. Ha. And there's just no desire anymore to go back. Not that you have a choice anyway. Ha. There's absolutely no purpose. It's basically the same as what Devavan was reading. There's absolutely no purpose or reason for you to be here at all. The self that you identify as you is not who you are. The self that you brought into this procedure with me and are attempting to cling to, no matter what my offering appears to be to you, is nothing but your determination to represent yourself within your own mind as separate from the reality that is the universe. You will not be successful at performing the act of separation through you, though you may use the idea of self-annihilation in order to justify the separation. And that's why everything around you appears to die, and then, of course, he goes in, there's no such thing as death. How could God die? Ha. Can you play a song, Madonna? Ah. So you need a solution, and the answer is forgiveness. Do you want the Dutch or the English version? I don't know if that goes with the music though. Ha! See if I can do this. Ha! Oh my God. Oh, know, the ancient hatred becomes a present love. Oh. So you need a solution, and the answer is forgiveness. Heel de dag boos. Je moet iets nieuws beginnen. Dus kom binnen, want het is tijd om te beginnen. Hoe wil je winnen met die losers mentaliteit? Je verdoet je tijd met een hoop negativiteit, yo. Het zijn de dingen die je kiest om te zeggen, om te weerleggen. Ik zal het even uitleggen. De Bijbel zegt het. Let op je spraak, want je tong is net een roerende koers. Is of liefde of haat. En dat is wat je praat. Iets te vaak over daad, wanneer je al je vrienden met je geklaag belaat. Dus vandaag kun je de nieuwe richting kiezen. Je hebt niks te verliezen. Je kunt voor de verlichting kiezen. Geloof het met je hart. Beleid het met je tong. Je hebt vergeving nodig. Er komt moord uit je mond. Even resetten bij de maker en dan iets vaker de Bijbel lezen, want dan praat je niet meer zo taker. Je hebt de oplossing nodig en het antwoord is vergeving. Je leeft compleet los. Je lippen zijn los. Je daden zijn los. Maar laat het even los, want je hebt de oplossing nodig en het antwoord is vergeving. Hoog tijd om te bekeren. Oh, we zijn nog niet klaar. There's more. That's just the beginning. It just says like it's time to convert, because you need a solution and the answer is forgiveness. So iedere dag loop je met een woest gezicht, net een afgerichte pitbull, en je hart is potdicht. Je vraagt je af waarom mensen niet naar je lachen, maar jij moet lachen, want anders valt er niks te lachen. Het zijn je gedachten, achterdocht en wantrouwen. Het moet ophouden, zowel voor mannen als voor vrouwen. Een relatie moet je bouwen. Het begint onderop, vooral met God, want die relatie is kapot. Je praat bot, agressief, zonder geduld, flauwekul. Praat met God, want dan krijg je tenminste hulp. Die rommel waar je nu in leeft, is je eigen schuld. Vooral die bult, that's the funny part. Maar de genezing is gehuld in Gods genade, Gods liefde, vanwege de spijkers die zijn handen en zijn voeten doorkliefden. He is actually just referring to the resurrection. Dus je bekeren en Jezus accepteren als jouw persoonlijke redder is het waard te proberen. Je hebt een oplossing nodig en het antwoord is vergeving. Hoog tijd om te bekeren. Thank you. I was so happy when I saw that song on YouTube. We were searching for songs about peace and forgiveness. And I was like, oh, my mind has really changed. We have a Dutch forgiveness song, a Dutch rap forgiveness song. It's like we're in a new continuum. It has to be, since it's brand new. So thank you. It's like, wow, I love you so much. Thank you. Just for being here right now. Ha, in the willingness to be completely undone and be out of control and not in charge at all anymore. Ha. Ha. There's no need for any suffering. There is a God, you know. All right, I think we're done. Are we done? It's time for the video. It's such an incredible video. Please. Just take it in. And be transported to heaven. I love you with all my heart. Thank you. Mighty companions. Van jou. Je hebt de oplossing nodig. En het antwoord is vergeving. Hoog tijd om te bekeren.